This is today's Peace to Live By 2-Minute Feature with Bible teacher Daniel Litton. Now today's message.
The thing is, our brains tell us that we need to check the message. There is a high from checking that message. But we need to learn not to check it. The brain will lie and tell us we better check it because someone could need our help. There could be an emergency. But experientially, I have found that that is hardly ever the case. The brain just wants us to worry that might be the case so that we'll check and get the checking high. I suppose someone could eliminate the temptation altogether. Perhaps a person would put their phone in airplane mode or put it in a desk drawer until the working time has passed. Really, though, I think it is better for one to train oneself to just not give in to the temptation, if possible. By changing your setting on your phone or moving it out of sight, one could forget to change it back or forget it altogether. It involves doing more, which is probably going to be a burden in and of itself. I think the less steps, the better. The point in not looking at notifications as they come to our phones is to optimize our focus. If we read the message, our attention will be split from what we are working on to whatever the person who has texted us is saying.
Thank you, Daniel. We'll be back tomorrow with another message from Daniel Litton on the Peace to Live By 2-Minute Feature.